Time now for another edition of Dish Omaha featuring KVNO's resident foodie, Diane Watson. Good morning, Diane.
Good morning, Jeff. We're talking today about Midtown Crossing. Now, you know that's in the area of Turner Park. Mm-hmm. Turner Park dates back to the year of 1900. Charles Turner, who was a prominent real estate developer in this city, donated the land and he dedicated it to his son. Mm. And it's also been the home to Jazz on the Green since it was all developed as Midtown Crossing in 2010. Now, pre-development, there were some places to eat back then. KFC had a longstanding location there. And the Chicago Bar. Did you ever go to the Chicago Bar?
I know it was legendary. I only went there a few times.
I went there once, but I wasn't supposed to. We'll just leave it at that. My dad found out about it. And I don't know if they had food because I wasn't really interested in menus at that time. But so the Midtown Crossing development was opened in 2016, kind of all at the same time. 16 acres. Hmm. Now, there are 15 or so restaurants there. Jeff, do you remember what the first restaurant was to open in Midtown Crossing?
Grape Plume, maybe? No.
Yeah. Were two. Loft 610, if you remember that one.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Opened first and followed quickly by the Grey Plume. Now, there has been some turnover, like there are in all kinds of developments, but I wanted to go through some of the most exciting and unique offerings that Midtown Crossing has right now. The Chef on the Block pop-up shop. Have you been there at all?
Chef, I haven't, but I know Chef Dan.
Yes,
from Pottawatomie Arts Culture.
He does some really cool stuff around here. It's a spot for local chefs and caterers and culinarians to come and try new things, reach new audiences, work on their talents. There's a practical kitchen with equipment and proper sanitation indoors so that chefs can try new menus and new styles. And there's new personalities every week. So it's a place to try different food from different chefs that you might not have the opportunity to otherwise. There's also a newish place called Gray's Craze, where we're capitalizing on the charcuterie phenomenon. They have custom-made charcuterie boards and boxes made with local produce, local cured meats. They have chocolates and condiments and jams, and they just opened a bistro.
So you can get a charcuterie to go
in
the box? Yes,
exactly, Jazz on the Green or whenever.
Or for you to bring me something sometime.
Sometime. It's going to happen someday. the bistro has dishes like an Italian sausage or a meatball dip, bruschetta, roast beef, French dip, grown-up grilled cheese, which any kind of grilled cheese. And they're open Thursdays through Saturdays. Now there's Modern Love. Have you been to Modern Love?
I love Modern Love.
Me too. And I'm not a vegan or
a
vegetarian.
Not either, but no, but and for those who are celiac, they have some great gluten-free options as well.
Right. They call it swanky vegan comfort food made with a modern twist. And one of the things I loved is you can get traditional, and I'm using air quotes now, dishes. The mozzarella is one of my favorites. It's not mozzarella. The buffalo chicken, it tastes just like buffalo chicken. It's amazing. And I don't know if you know this. It was featured on Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives with Guy Fieri. Mm. Their cashew queso was showcased on their nachos called Meaty to Meatless.
Love it.
Now, Pamas, I think I'm saying that right, took over the spot on the northern side of the park, and it closed in the spring. It closed in the fall for remodeling, but it's reopening this spring.
Cool.
So it's going to be a more intimate and customer-friendly setting. I'm really excited for that. And then there's Sea Thai Restaurant, which has really fantastic Thai food. Mm. Their Midtown favorite is Chicken Mango, which is stir-fried chicken with bell peppers, onions, carrots, celery, and you guessed it, fresh mango topped with cashews.
Yum.
Do you like pizza?
Come on. Who are you talking to?
You'd be weird if you said no, I think. Smoke and Oak wood-fired pizza is a favorite. They have their wood-fired oven's temperature goes up to 900 degrees, which is why you can get exactly what you want really pretty quickly. Their biggest seller is their buffalo chicken pizza. And, of course, they have that self-pour tap room wall where you can pour yourself one of 35 hand-mixed cocktails, wines, ciders, or beers.
Cocktails, too. I know that the wine thing has been a thing in the past.
The Moscow Mule is really tasty.
Okay, all right.
And then there's Sofra Kitchen, which is curated by a European chef who has chosen Omaha to expand for the first entrance into the U.S. market and does some really interesting European dishes. And I know you love European food. It's a really tasty brunch.
Wow.
There's other places.
Always looking for a great brunch place.
I know, yeah. I would suggest
never
that.
Never have enough brunch places.
Exactly. There's Thirsty Cafe, Yummy 365, Cold Stone Creamery, Ray's Wings Pizza, and Rocky Mountain Chocolate Company. So there's mm-hmm. plenty. There's 15 or so offerings wow. in that 16 acres. It's a true example of a neighborhood imagined and reimagined, like the culinary heartbeat of Omaha through the years itself.
Love it. Thank you so much, Diane.
You're welcome.
Diane Watson, KVNO's resident foodie.
See you next week.